Sure. Also, another NBA note, the NBA's competition committee, they met Monday exploring a rule change to restrict unnatural motions surrounding jump shots that players are using to draw fouls. In other words, when they go up, they're going into players and to draw fouls on the shots. Trae Young is a master at that with the Hawks, who, by the way, play tonight. 76ers and Hawks, 7:30. Clippers and Jazz at 10 o'clock. Both of those are game fives tonight. Series tied up at 2 apiece. NHL tonight, Canadians are at Vegas. That game at 9 o'clock. That is game two. Vegas leads that series 1 game to none. So that's what your Wednesday looks like. Can't believe I got to wait till Saturday for the College World Series.
Hold on. It's just 2 days.
This Friday will be the first Friday night with no college baseball. I guess you got to go back to March, 1st of March, when the season started.
It's a good day to take your wife to dinner.
Yes. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I have no problem with that.
Red Lobster.
See, I go there and just eat biscuits.
That exactly. Cheap date. Appetizer and baskets of biscuits. And we share a water.
That's probably a good reason why they've never done all you can eat biscuits. Because right. they would go completely broke, probably.
I go like an hour before they close. So I can look at them and say, y'all got any biscuits in the back? Can I get them?
Oh, man. Hey, it's barbecue burrito day at all three home team barbecue locations, pit smoked pork or chicken. You can also substitute brisket if you'd like. The burrito includes red barbecue sauce, mashed potatoes, cream corn, and slaw wrapped up in a flour tortilla. You also get your choice of side as well. So barbecue burrito day, all three locations, West Ashley, downtown Sullivan's Island. Don't forget the tacos for Tom. That's a $5 taco. 100% of the proceeds will go to support their friend Tom Hodges, his family, and Project Main Street in their fight against ALS. Downtown open at 1 o'clock. West Ashley, Sullivan's Island, they both close at midnight. So, barbecue burrito. You had that one time, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It was a burrito. A big one.
Yeah, it looks big.
I couldn't finish it. With mashed taters in it. Alabama white sauce, dip it in.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah.
By the way, remember, were you doing this board when we were gifted that Duke's?
Yeah. I put that
Alabama
on sandwiches.
White sauce. Oh, yeah, but it ain't the white sauce you get at home team.
Yeah, our Cubs fan.
It almost tastes like horseradish sauce.
Didn't our Cubs fan?
Yeah, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah, he gave us that. And I put it on turkey sandwiches.
Yeah, but it's not white sauce. It's not. I mean, it's not bad.
No, it's not. I mean,
I didn't
it's
think.
Not homemade like theirs is. I mean, it's vinegary enough,
right?
But it's not. I mean,
tasted horseradishy.
Remember,
hey, that's a quiet zone.
Yeah, Chatty Cathy's in the hallway. No, but
this is a quiet zone. what was that? Oh, it's by the way, too, and if you're out and about, you know, but if you're fixing to leave your office and everything, it is raining throughout the area, so do be careful. But all that rain yesterday, flooding's probably going to be back, but some looks like some nasty storms coming through the area, so be careful if you are headed home. All right, we're going to take a break, be the third caller, and you will win a $25 gift card to our buddies over at Mount Pleasant Seafood. We'll take that break right now. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
A lot of company on major routes as you try and travel home. Also, still getting reports of accidents. You're trying to travel Dee's Ferry at West Ashley Circle. There's a wreck. Savannah Highway in front of Captain D's. South Red at South Park Place. An accident causing delays on the interstate westbound at the Highway 78 off-ramp. College Park at Crowfield, there's an accident. Delmar Highway, about a mile from 61. Red Bank at Harbor Lake, a wreck Rivers Avenue in front of Sherwin-Williams and Ashley Phosphate at Saddlebrook. Finally, watch for a wreck Houston Northcutt at Johnny Dodd's. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. The Beer Garden Patio and Bar are open for outdoor dining. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12. Brought to you by Home Telecom. My Wi-Fi X from Home Telecom extends coverage to the whole house. Live your world faster with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. Warm and humid with a thunderstorm in the area, a high around 84. A thunderstorm still around this evening with a low around 69. Sunny and warm Thursday with a high around 85. Looking good again Friday before scattered thunderstorms return to the area through next week. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
At Subaru, we love building vehicles for those who pack a lot into life. The redesigned 2021 Crosstrek is our way of saying more power to you. An upgrade in horsepower means you have a world of fun and adventure waiting for you. And the Crosstrek comes with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Come see what everybody loves at Cruise Subaru. Inventory and offers at cruisesubaru.com with test drives at Cruise Subaru on Rivers.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
No one in AA said to me, why would a nice young girl with such a great future drink so much? They told me about themselves, and I found out that there were a lot of other people who were just like me. They drank only because the desire to drink was stronger than anything else. They didn't say to me, if only you'd do this, you wouldn't drink. In AA, they said, welcome. Come in and sit down. We know how you feel. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
All right, everyone, welcome back to One Hit Wonder Wednesday here on Fan Talk.
Is that the right one?
Yes, I think that is.
All right.
By the McCoys.
Did something right.
You had that knockoff version last week.
It said the McCoys, but I will say this. I noticed this time it's McCoys, M-A-C-O-Y-S, when the one that you like is M-C-C-O-Y-S.
You had one of those when we were growing up. Everything was singles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a few albums. But, you know, the singles were like, the real singles were like 99 cents. But then you had these dime stores that had these knockoff records that sounded a lot like them. And those records were only 19 cents. I think they were called hit records.
It's like going,
I think they were little singles, yeah. Little
45s. It's like going to Big Lots for the cologne section. And like,
I've never been in the cologne section at Big Lots.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you this. But they, I mean, some of the knockoffs aren't bad. And it'll say blue, inspired by Ralph Lauren. And it'll say like wetness,
right.
Inspired by Acqua di Gio, Giorgio Armani. And they're $3.95. So you can spend $80.
These were called the hit records, and if you were poor like I was growing up, you couldn't afford the regular singles by the artist, but you could and you could get five of those hit records for what you paid for one of the others.
Exactly how I am about cologne. Can't afford the real stuff, but I can afford them $6 bottles of Big Lots.
Where you got to get the phones. I have to know at some point where the cologne section is in Big Lots.
It's around like the deodorant and everything. The better care aisle. And I would rather spend.
Did you ever buy a High Karate in a grocery store?
No, Stetson. My granddaddy always bought was the Stetson buyer. But I would rather spend $7 and smell kind of like it than spend $80 and smell exactly like it.
Oh, gosh. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. By the way, Braves are bringing up Kyle Muller. He's a left-handed pitcher. You won't miss him. He is 6'7", 265 pounds. So you certainly won't miss the newest Brave, Kyle Muller, tonight. So he should be on the I don't know if he'll pitch tonight or what. Tucker Davidson joins the list of the many hurt Braves pitchers. Tee times of interest for tomorrow. U.S. Open getting underway the number one tee, 4:14 tomorrow afternoon. Tyler Strafazzi, is that how you pronounce that? I'm not quite sure. Hideki Matsuyama, Bryson DeChambeau, 4:36. Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Rose. Those teeing off on number 10. 10:29 tomorrow morning. Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka. 10:51, Max Homa, Xander Schauffele, Phil Mickelson. 4:25 tomorrow afternoon, Will Zalatoris, Scotty Scheffler, Jordan Spieth. 4:36, Mark Leishman, John Rahm, Patrick Reed. 4:47, Patrick Cantlay, Louis de Toaster, and Sungjae Im. So some of the bigger names going off. So not only did they put DeChambeau and Koepka together, they put them almost 5 hours apart. And they're starting off one on the front nine and one on the back nine. It sounds like to me they did their best to try to keep them away from each other as best as they could. But anyway, should be fun. U.S. Open getting underway tomorrow. And the cool part about the U.S. Open is it's at Torrey Pines out on the West Coast. So we'll all get golf coverage at night when we get home. I think coverage goes to about 9 o'clock. Each night. I think Sunday night, 8:15 is when it's scheduled to go off. But the other nights, golf coverage on NBC till like 9 o'clock. Mm. So that's good for working people that want to watch the golf.
Watch the golf.
Yes. What else would you do?
I just want to clarify, you mean golf as in the sport, not
right.
The golf.
Right.
Watching the golf.
Do you go to Big Lots for anything else, or you just go there strictly for the cologne?
I get deodorant from Big Lots. I get cereal. The thing is
it knockoff cereal?
It's not. Well, sometimes.
It's like Fruit Loopers.
Yeah, Fruit Circles. No,
but, Frosted Flukes.
Frosted Things.
Is it actual cereal, or is it knockoff cereal?
It's like Rice Krispies with a Y apostrophe S and not an IE. Like, you know.
I've actually been in a Big Lots store one time in my life, and I walked right out.
Why?
Because stuff was everywhere.
Well, I mean,
it's like a hurricane.
It's like a Burlington Coat Factory. I mean, Burlington Coat Factory looks like they just backed the truck up to the door and say, push it all on the floor.
And dumped the stuff in there.
But Big Lots, they have great deals because they have name brand like stuff like pillows.
Yeah. But them, like, big lots, what I'm saying, them big lots on the TV commercials, a lot neater than a big lot in person.
Well, the Big Mac on the McDonald's commercials looks a lot neater than when it comes in that box.
Yes, sir, it does.
But, yeah, but it's not a, I mean, when you go, I mean, they have name brand like Old Spice and stuff. It's just kind of like it's been sitting in a store. It's
you
like,
get Old Spice in a bottle.
Yeah, and you pay more for it, too. Big Lots is cheap. Hey, and I'm not going to lie to you, their furniture isn't bad either.
I don't know. At some point in my life, I just quit using cologne.
The natural scent is what's good for you?
I guess.
Smelling like a young bear?
I don't wear cologne anymore.
What kind of cologne did you wear?
Polo.
The green?
Yeah, you should get it for Christmas every year.
Man, I'm a polo blue. I like polo blue. I like Clinique.
And it's not like me, you're an inspired by polo blue kind of person.
Oh, no, mom, you know, Christmas, mom will buy me. Like, I like Versace Man. It was like my favorite for years. And mama knew that, so mama would buy a bottle, and the bottle would last me because it'd be one of those, as seen on TV, bottles right. That's like the size of this computer screen. It's where you have to lift up your whole arm and just like dab. You could never take it with you on vacation.
I just hear radios changing all across town right now.
I'm sure people want to call in right now to talk about what kind of cologne they like.
Well, we got Dr. Gara coming up, so we'll have to pass on that. Hard pass. So we'll take a break. Dr. David Gara will join us when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Hurt on the job? Just call Joy. If you're looking for a workers' comp law firm that gets great reviews, you've found it. At the Joy Law Firm, we've represented thousands of workers across the state. Our attorneys have received the highest ratings from top legal rating services, and our 5-star Google reviews speak for themselves. Call the law firm that South Carolina has trusted for over 50 years. Because good reviews matter, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
If you are in business, you have a lot of things on your mind these days, but your credit card processor, it doesn't have to be one of them. Mike and Brian Werner at Electronic Merchant Systems understand we're all in difficult times. Now more than ever, you can count on them for first-class service with your merchant processing needs. Free point-of-sale items, no fee programs, same-day funding, just a few things offered by the best processor. Electronic Merchant Systems, same company, same name, serving the Lowcountry now for nearly 2 decades. Check them out today online, EMS.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Floyd at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make a deal. With up to 200% of KBB for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment match on new pilot elite. Max trade over allowance $4,000. No payments for 20% down plus tax tag. Include $499.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offers don't combine.
Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 8 at night and Sunday 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive. That means one of the best views in the city. When diners write reviews, you'll always see words like great views and good food. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
ESPN Summer Golf Tour is so popular that the Plantation course at Ennisto is now sold out. Come back Monday, June 21st at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play at the masterful and beautiful Dunes West Golf and River Club. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/for a better us.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. Time now for our weekly visit with our good friend, Dr. David Geyer. Dr. Geyer, how are you today?
I am great, Bobby. How are you doing?
Got that walk-up music still kicking for you. So, see, whenever you get your new practice open, when somebody opens the door to the doctor's office, that music ought to come on.
That would be really funny. Or they're waiting in the exam room, and then, like, the music plays as I walk in,
Something like that. There you go. So I wasn't going to ask any COVID questions, but something did come down this afternoon, and I want to get your thoughts on. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but basically the NFL released protocols for training camp when it starts up. And basically, in a nutshell, it says if you're vaccinated, you can do pretty much everything normal. But if you're not vaccinated, you're going to be doing what we were doing last year during the pandemic. And really, they're not forcing people, but they're not giving you much choice. I mean, if you want to get back to normal and be a normal player and be with your teammates, you're going to need to be vaccinated.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that, but it doesn't surprise me. There's been talk that they were going to change it. Initially, it was teams that met 85% of the players being vaccinated, then they could have relatively normal camps. And some teams had done that, but a lot hadn't, which led to a lot of teams like bringing in health experts to talk about it and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, they're basically saying, it's essentially what we're seeing in society. The problem is restaurants, businesses, and all have a lot harder time, you know, trying to know who's vaccinated and who doesn't. But, you know, employers of small numbers of people like NFL teams, they absolutely can know exactly who's vaccinated and make determinations of what, you know, they're allowed to do.
Yeah, I mean, for an example, those vaccinated can interact with vaccinated family and friends during team travel. Those not vaccinated cannot leave the team hotel, cannot eat in restaurants, can't interact with anyone outside the team traveling party. So it's basically, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you're going to be doing the same protocols. You're going to be tested every day where there's no daily testing required for the vaccinated players. It just seems like to me, and I don't mind it a bit. You know, it just seems like to me they're not telling you to get vaccinated, but they're telling you if you want to be back to normal, you need to be vaccinated, or you're going to have to do what you were doing last year, which I don't think anybody liked.
Yeah, no, I mean, you and I talked last week about, you know, it doesn't make sense from a financial standpoint why these players won't get vaccinated, but you're right. Now what's happening is they're saying, hey, basically you're going to not be really with the team. Yes, you're going to be able to practice, and yes, you're going to be able to play, but in all other aspects of the team activities, you're not going to be able to lift weights when everybody else is lifting weights. You'll have to do it at a time when nobody's in there. You're not going to be able to eat in the team cafeteria. You're just going to get these to-go box lunches made for you, that kind of thing. Yet you mentioned the travel. You're really going to be isolated if you don't do it. It's an interesting approach, but, you know, we're seeing in the NBA, I mean, Chris Paul is now in virus protocols deep in the NBA playoffs. And, you know, if he got a vaccine, it'll be really short. But if he didn't, then, I mean, it's probably going to knock his team out of the playoffs.
Yep, absolutely. Got a lot of injuries. What do you make of the amount of injuries we're seeing, not only in the NBA, but in Major League Baseball? We're seeing a lot of calf strains, groin strains, hamstring strains. I mean, every day it's a different player.
You know, with the NBA, I really believe it's somewhat related to the altered schedules due to COVID. They had a really short off season this past year. They had a very compressed schedule. My Memphis Grizzlies played 40 games in 62 days in the second half of the season, way more than any team should be playing in one period of time. And I think that in the NBA, at least, that's why we're seeing a lot of these injuries. I don't have as great of an idea what's going on in Major League Baseball, because their schedule was a little different, but it was not dramatically different. I mean, they still had a long off season. So what's hard to know anytime and you and I have talked about this over the years, when you see sort of what seems to be a rise in a certain injury, you need a lot of data. You need to watch it for several years to see if it's part of a trend or if it's just an abnormal blip for some reason. And that's what I'm kind of struggling to come to terms with Major League Baseball this year. Is this just some sort of freak thing, just sort of bad luck, and it's not going to turn out to be part of a trend, or are we seeing something that has truly changed in baseball?
Tampa Bay Rays right under Tyler Glasnow, he says that he's blaming maybe me. He's hurt. He's got a partially torn UCL, a flexor tendon strain. He's blaming Major League Baseball. He said when they came out with that initiative, he stopped using sunscreen two starts ago. He said he felt the next day he was real sore. And then Monday, he pitched against the White Sox and felt something pop in his arm. And he's blaming baseball, taking away the substances, saying he's got to grip the baseball harder now. And I don't know if I believe that or not. But I did want to get your thoughts on that.
I'm with you. I read his statement when it came out. I guess it was this morning. I saw it on ESPN's site. And I didn't understand what he was talking about. I mean, for one thing, sunscreen, I mean, it depends on, I guess, what you're using sunscreen for. If you're just putting it on your body to prevent sun issues, that's one thing. But if you're putting so much on that then you rub your hand on it and then put it on the ball for an illegal advantage, which, we're finding out baseball pitchers are putting all sorts of stuff on baseballs this year, maybe that's a different thing. But it seems I can't come up with a reason why that would have anything to do with his ulnar collateral ligament in his elbow. I mean, even if it was pine tar or something on the baseball and all of a sudden he stopped using it and he had to grip it harder, how hard you grip a ball is not thought to be a risk factor for the Tommy John injury. So I think that this is an excuse. I mean, maybe there's more to it, but I can't make heads or tails of what he's trying to explain.
Jacob DeGrom was pitching Friday night, just 80 pitches into the game. They took him out, said he had a right flexor tendonitis. He's scheduled to pitch tonight. What is that? Is that a warning sign of any type, or is that anything the Mets should be concerned? Because right now I would say he's probably your leader for the Cy Young Award.
Yeah, he's the best pitcher in baseball so far against a lot of other good pitchers right now. That's the muscle group just on top of the UCL on the inside of your elbow, sort of the part of your forearm closest to your elbow and on the side of your little finger, right on top of the ulnar collateral ligament. And, yeah, it absolutely can be a warning sign. Years ago when Steven Strasburg came up from college, he was basically put on the shelf on a Sunday night for flexor tendonitis. His next start out, he went out and tore his ulnar collateral ligament. So it absolutely can be a precursor. But if you catch it early and it's just sort of just mildly uncomfortable and you treat it appropriately, and that can turn out to be all it is. So it's hard to say. The team should be worried for sure and keep a close eye on it, but it doesn't automatically mean that it's going to get worse.
All right, moving on. Chiefs guard Kyle Long suffered a fractured kneecap. It's going to keep him out of training camp. First, that sounds awfully painful. Second, how do you treat a fractured kneecap?
It's extremely painful, and unfortunately, the only way to treat it, there is nothing you can do other than put it back together surgically, and that's usually screws and wires or screws and suture, something like that, to hold it together. You can't put the person in a cast and get it to heal that way, so it's going to be surgery, and that is usually a long recovery, 6 to 9 months. Maybe it's like just a, you know, just a little avulsion. It's not a real big deal. Maybe it's quicker, but very often it's not. It's usually 6 to 9 months, which to me would jeopardize most, if not all, of his season.
Is there such a thing as an artificial kneecap, and could an athlete play with one of those?
No, in the knee replacement world, you can replace the cartilage surface of the kneecap that rubs up against the front of your thigh bone when you get arthritis there, but you can't just take the whole kneecap out. Now, in like car accidents, really bad car accidents where somebody breaks their kneecap and it just shatters in a million pieces, there are ways you can just take the kneecap out. And people just go without a kneecap. They just sew the tendons back together. But you lose a lot of strength that way as far as physical activities after that, so you couldn't do that in an athlete.
Just a fractured kneecap just sounds awful. I wish him nothing but the best. And they said he's going to miss training camp. So if I'm hearing you right, he's going to miss more than training camp.
If it's a typical patella fracture, yeah, it's going to be most of the season. Now, like I said, it is possible. Maybe he just pulled a little piece of it off, but the majority of the kneecap is still intact and still attached to the tendons, but that's just not how they usually break. They usually, the best-case scenario is it's a fracture straight across, so it breaks in two, a top piece and a bottom piece, so that basically you can't now lift your leg because there's nothing connecting your thigh to your shin bone. So you have to put it back together with two screws plus a wire. And that, you know, still is 6 months, I would think, minimum.
Man, summer baseball season's here. A lot of kids just finished up either playing high school ball or college ball. They're playing travel baseball. College kids, they're playing in wooden bat leagues and stuff like that. For the parents listening and have a son or a daughter that's playing this summer, especially if they're a pitcher, how aware should they be of the number of pitches that they throw this summer?
Very aware. I mean, it's one of the risk factors that we've proven over and over again in research studies correlates to higher shoulder and elbow injuries. And that's especially true with the younger kids, but that gets all the way up into high school and college and even minor leagues. I don't know if it's really been studied at the major leagues because their pitch counts are really controlled by their teams pretty well. But at the youth ages especially, if you exceed pitch count levels, especially for a significant period of time, you're just setting yourself up for injury, both short-term, but then long-term. If this is a kid that you're hoping plays in high school and then hopefully down the road in college, we used to use the analogy when I was with the St. Louis Cardinals. George Paletta used to tell young kids that wanted to play in the majors someday, your shoulder and elbow have a certain, and this is a little facetious, but your arm basically has a certain number of pitches in it for the rest of your life. You don't want to burn them all up in high school and early, or in youth baseball and early high school. You want to basically preserve your arm as long as you can. So you want to do that. Plus, most of these kids don't have the muscle strength to significantly exceed pitch count. So for so many reasons, you definitely want to follow that.
How about position players? Not too much to worry about there, is there?
No, but what you would... The big one, and most leagues have really gotten this out of the game, but when pitchers meet their pitch count rules and get pulled out of the game, the team can't go then and put them in at center field or put them in at catcher or some other position
right,
where they're throwing a lot. But otherwise, no. I mean, you do see Tommy John injuries in the majors and minors and in college and catchers and in center fielders because they do throw a fair amount. But no, the risk isn't nearly as much as it is for pitchers.
I saw this at the NFL and the NFL Players Association providing $1 million in funding for research into pain management and cannabinoids. Basically, they're trying to get players off of opioids, and they're looking at the uses of marijuana to treat pain. Well, your thoughts on that real quick.
Yeah, I don't have that much insight on medical marijuana per se, but I will say that there is growing evidence. I mean, we know all the risks of the opioids, the Vicodins, the Oxycontins, and all of that. For so many reasons, those are awful, very, very addictive. But there are some good studies now showing the benefits of CBD, which is one of the compounds in marijuana, and now you can get it lots of practitioners and things, and there's like liposomal CPD, which is a different sort of delivery mechanism into your body that apparently is a very, very good pain reliever without any of the issues with opioids. So while I will say I don't know all that much about it, I am all for further research into this because we have a huge opioid problem, not just with athletes, but across society, and the more we can get those out of society, the better.
All right. Well, Dr. Guerra, I'm out of time. I've got a couple more questions. I'll just put them off till next week. Nothing that we can't talk about next week. Where we are in the doctor's office?
We are close. I was actually just talking to them a few minutes ago before we got on the line. So I'm hoping by the beginning of July we're going to be up and running, and we'll talk about it each week when we're doing these segments.
Yep. I'm telling you, I like that. You know, maybe not walk into the office, but when you take them back to the waiting room and when you open the door, that song comes on.
It would be funny. I think it's funny and you think it's funny. I think that some of my, like, 18-year-old or 14-year-old patients, you know, I get a lot of young athletes, they would look at me like I'm crazy. I don't know how that would go over with the younger crowd.
Next Friday, is that what you want to do?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, we'll talk about 325 or 525.
Whatever works for you.
Okay, we'll do 525 next Friday.
Okay, sounds great,
Bob. All right, Dr. Guerra Canfield, thank you. Dr. Guerra, he can't be with us next Wednesday. He's out of town, so he'll be with us Friday. So we get Gene back and no Dr. Guerra next Wednesday. We get Scotty back and no Dr. Guerra next Wednesday.
All these vacations.
We're a couple weeks away from being back to normal. Well, as normal as this show can get, which is a stretch. All right, we got to take a break. We got one more segment to go. Maybe the greatest walk-up song ever. You know what a walk-up song is?
Mm-hmm.
When a baseball player, they all pick out walk-up songs.
Yeah.
Well, somebody is taking that to a new level. We'll tell you about that when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
On the interstate westbound at mile marker 213, still a wreck, still accidents, Palmetto Commerce near Ashley Phosphate, St. Philip at Bogart, and Bo Hickett near Maybank. We have new problems being reported. Meeting at Line and Mathis Ferry at Johnny Dobbs. Main at Savannah Highway and Shipley at Ingleside. Also a wreck, Mark Clark eastbound at Rivers Avenue. Your major roadways are a slow go. Area bridges are also crowded. Rain is causing some issues around the Lowcountry. Definitely be careful. Slick roadways and standing water could cause problems. Palmetto Breeze is in full swing. It's the perfect time to catch the breeze and enjoy daily Charleston Harbor sales, including Sunday Funday. Palmetto Breeze embarks from lively Shum Creek and fills up fast. Tickets online at palmettobreeze.com. Get yours now and don't miss the boat. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Lowcountry weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Warm and humid with a thunderstorm in the area, a high around 84. A thunderstorm still around this evening with a low around 69. Sunny and warm Thursday with a high around 85. Looking good again Friday before scattered thunderstorms return to the area through next week. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disasters strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Since 1941, Southern Lumber's been serving the Lowcountry with perfection, one board at a time. Their products from Addison Windows are worry-proof and time-proof. Visit Southern Lumber online or at 2031 King Street. See why Charleston has trusted them for three quarters of a century. Southern Lumber, Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk, our final segment of the day here on this Wednesday afternoon. When this rain gets out of here, you're probably going to need that car wash. Take it over to Cactus Car Wash. They're located 1800 Highway 17 North in Mount Pleasant. They are a full-service car wash. They do detailing as well. You can check out all their services at cactuscarwash.com. We always tell you, stop in, go in there, introduce yourself, tell you heard about it on Fan Talk. Locally owned, one of the owners is always there. Philip, you'll recognize him. He's about 6'5", wears a floppy hat, and he's over at Cactus Car Wash again, right across from the town center over in Mount Pleasant. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, buddy, how you been doing?
Good.
That's good. I had a question for you, but I heard you talking about that deodorant thing, and that kind of just brought me back when I was a young kid. My dad took me to get my hair cut, and he said, "I'm going to get your hair cut like mine." My dad always wore a flat top. So that afternoon, at night, we were eating dinner, and my dad goes, "Who's got on my Old Spice?" And nobody's got your Old Spice on, Dad. Somebody's wearing my Old Spice deodorant. I said, "I got some of that Dapper Dan on my hair. You know that stick that you rub in your head?"
We used to butch wax. I had a flat top when I was little, too. That old butch wax and stuff. But my daddy used to use the Menin skin bracers. Stunk. It stunk.
And if you had acne of any kind, do not put it on there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm just real curious, and somebody asked me this the other day. You know, they got that new rule coming out for seniors that want to come back because of the COVID thing.
Right.
Or college ball. How many Carolina get coming back? Many?
Well, that's a good question. I think they're waiting on the draft to see. Because remember last year the draft was only five rounds. So a lot of kids didn't get drafted. David Kloniger, he will have him on tomorrow. He said last week he expected the entire starting pitchers, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday carry everybody but the freshman is probably going to be going in the draft. So Carolina's going to have a completely different-looking team next year.
Yeah. How about the football team? They getting any players coming back?
That Nick Muse, I know, is one that's taking advantage.
I know Parker White's coming back.
Yeah, Parker's coming back. There's a handful of them that took advantage of that rule, yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that. I said, you know, this is a rare opportunity to have so many seniors come back and repeat. Boy, we couldn't have that back when we had back when we came in fourth over the overall year. We couldn't.
It would be a lot better than to have that stupid transfer portal if they'd shut that door. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a completely different looking. We're going to have a completely different looking basketball team and baseball team next year. So we'll see.
I hear you.
All right.
All right, man. Well, don't stay dry.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Walk-up songs. Every baseball player has a walk-up song. They tell the PA people, and it's a song they play when they walk up to the bat. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a team that is taking us to another level. And that team would be the Savannah Bananas. And if you don't know about the Savannah Bananas, they used to have a South Atlantic team that moved. In fact, I believe that's the one, if I'm not mistaken, moved to Columbia. And so they formed this league, and they just do stupid stuff. I mean, that's what they do. And they have these huge crowds. They go watch the games, and they do stupid stuff. So this one kid decided, with his walk-up song, he had a pep band following him out to home plate. And he was using the bat like he was the drum major. And he that was his walk-up music. The Savannah Bananas apparently have a pep band. So he used the pep band for his walk-up music. And he was marching up to the plate. It was great. I mean, I would love to go to a game down there. I don't know if anybody out there has been to one of their games. But it's boy, you think the River Dogs do stupid stuff? These people do all kinds of crazy stuff. They had the one little player, and he's out there. He's got the bat. He's acting like a drum major, and he's got the band marching behind him up to home plate. So I thought that was that might be the best walk-up music ever for a baseball game. Over and under, how many hot dogs Joey Chestnut will eat on July 4th? 73.5.
He just couldn't finish that half.
Well, no, that's if he eats 74, if you take the over and he eats 74, you win. If he eats 73, you lose. Mm. That's why they put the hook. They're not saying he has to eat a half hot dog. That's the grossest thing on the planet.
Well, a hot dog.
I think they should eat real hot dogs with chili, ketchup, mustard, whatever you put on your hot dog. They just take these weenies and buns, stick them in a cup of water. Ugh. It's 100 degrees. Oh, it's nasty. But the over and under for Joey Chestnut, 73.5. One other betting note, more bets have been placed on Phil Mickelson to win the U.S. Open than have been placed on any other golfer at multiple U.S. sports books.
Mm.
So people betting on Phil to
Don't
do it again.
Don't mess with – it's a Bill.
What?
That song, Don't Mess with Phil.
Yeah, Don't Mess with Bill.
They should make he should make it say Phil, and that'd be his walk-up song.
Right.
Just a thought, Phil.
We need to get a band for us. One final note, Cristiano Ronaldo cost Coca-Cola $4 billion.
How?
He was doing a post. He's got this Euro soccer going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing a post-game interview, post-match interview, and there were two Coca-Cola bottles sitting up there, you know, advertisement. Obviously, Coca-Cola's a sponsor of this, and Cristiano Ronaldo took the Coca-Cola bottles down and said, Aqua. Mm. So, he did not, and he did not like, you could tell by his facial expressions, he did not like those two bottles of Coca-Cola sitting up there. But apparently, Coca-Cola saw their share price dropped by 1.6% to $55.22 after Ronaldo did that. Market value went from $242 billion to $238 billion, a $4 billion drop. I don't know what all that means.
It means they're still rich and
bitching. They're still worth $242 billion.
They're still rich and bitching is what, is what that means to me.
So just by a guy taking... staring at two Coca-Cola bottles, taking them down, cost Coca-Cola $4 billion. So, hey, Coke, I'll do my part this weekend.
Yeah.
As I do each and every weekend.
Cut us a check.
There you go. All right, appreciate everybody listening. Appreciate everybody calling. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all over again. Scott Glaze will be with us tomorrow. We got our world-famous award-winning fishing report with Mike Abel tomorrow. And also David Kleiniger will bring us the latest out of Columbia. Everybody, have a good night. Try to stay dry, and we'll talk to you then.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
Do you have wall cracks, sagging floors, or musty smells? Call Canty Foundation Specialist for solutions to protect your home and family for years to come.
Why did the house fall down?
I don't know.
Because he didn't call my dad.
Don't let your house fall down. Call Canty Foundation Specialist today and keep your family safe. Call 843-484-3625 for a free estimate. That's 484-3625 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring Ping G425 drivers and the new Ping 2021 putters. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology. Or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
For the freshest homemade cinnamon spirals, cookies, brownies, and more, you have to call Spirals. All natural ingredients, no preservatives, and they deliver at Spiral Sweets on Facebook or call 843-870-9227 for the tastiest, most melt-in-your-mouth cinnamon rolls you've ever had. All made from scratch daily at Spiral Sweets on Facebook or call 843-870-9227. That's 870-9227. The best yums in town. Spiral Sweets.
Don't miss pro soccer in the Lowcountry as the Charleston Battery take on Miami FC this Friday night, June 18th at 7 p.m. Live from Patriots Point. Don't miss a minute of the action with tickets starting at just $12. Enjoy local craft beers, home team barbecue, coastal crust wood-fired pizza, and more before the game in the new Battery Pavilion. Limited tickets are still available for this Friday. Get yours today at charlestonbattery.com. South Carolina's premier pro soccer club, the Charleston Battery, now at Patriots Point.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400.